Okay, today I am excited because we are kicking off a four-part series designed to help you hit the reset button on your business this spring. It is time for a business reboot. This is a chance to gain clarity, attract new clients, and fall back in love with the business that you have already built. So whether you are feeling stuck in a rut in your business or you just want to get to that next level because where you are now is not where you ultimately want to end up, this series is going to be jam-packed with tips and strategies to help you thrive in your business and just hit the reset button this spring. The sponsor of today's episode is Riverside FM. Riverside allows you to record studio quality audio and video either by yourself or with remote guests. It's what I've used to record all of my guest episodes here on the show from the very beginning. And there are so many reasons why I personally chose Riverside to create my podcast, but let me just share a few. The first one is the audio quality and ease of use. I can just send a link to my guests and they can join me in the studio. I love that Riverside allows me to chat with my guests from anywhere in the world. Even when our internet connection is a little iffy, it records everything locally to the computer so we don't miss a beat. No more glitchy interviews, which I love. Another great feature is the video editor, and they have an AI-powered clip creation tool for quick creation of social media sized clips. So this is making it so much easier for me to create those vertical clips that I need for social media, and it helps me to pick the best moments from the show. Click on the link in the description and head over to Riverside to start for free, and be sure to use the code JOY for 15% off. Hello and welcome to the Called to Both podcast. I'm your host, Joy Michelle, and you're in the right place if you're ready to grow your business while also being the intentional and present mom you want to be. This show will leave you feeling inspired, equipped with tangible tips, and encouraged to go after your own version of being called to both. Let's dive in. So, if you're new here, hi, I am Joy, I'm your host, and a photographer and business coach. I have two kiddos and I'm a brand new Florida resident. As you can see, if you're watching on the YouTube side of things, I am in my new office and I have a bit of a new background here. We are a work in progress. There's still some stuff I need to hang up and, you know, there's stuff to be done, but we are making tons of progress. And if you're following me over on Instagram, you know that we've done so much to this house here in Florida. And I have a little highlight bubble on Instagram about just the saga of the changes that we've made, the paint color changes, and it's just been fun to share that with you guys. So if you're into home renovation type stuff, you will love that highlight that's over on my Instagram at Joy Michelle. So as I'm recording this, it is the spring. We're 3 months solid into this year, and now we're sitting here in April, and I feel like with all of that excitement of spring and the newness of a new season, I want to take that same energy and excitement and channel that into momentum for you in your business. So that's why we're doing this reset right now, to really just hit that reset button, go back to the excitement that we had when the year started, and make sure that we're continuing that momentum throughout the rest of this year. So whether you're listening in the spring or whether it's not spring where you are right now, it is always a good time to dive into business, do some clearing out, reassessing, and get a reboot going so that you can get where you want to go this year. So that's what we're doing together over the next couple of weeks. So over the next few episodes, we're going to be diving into strategies. We're going to be talking about ways to get clear in your plan, assess your current situation, measure your success along the way, and I'm going to walk you through this step by step. So if you are excited about this series, I want you to hit the subscribe button so that you don't miss out on any of these future episodes that are going to drop. Now, this series of episodes actually really mirrors my business coaching practice in my own business. So this is really similar to how I walk my clients through a really transformative process of getting clear in their business and just catapulting to the next level. So you can grow slowly or you can go really quick and make big, big jumps. And these are some things that have helped my clients make bigger jumps. Okay, so today is part one of our series, and this is really about setting a foundation. And I think that there's three parts to this of setting a foundation for a reset, for feeling a refresh and new clarity in your business. So we're going to assess what has been going on. We're going to reflect on the past 3 months, whether that is the first 3 months of the year, if you're watching this in real time, or just the last 3 months that you had in your business. And then we're going to do some really strategic clearing out so that we can clear your mental clutter, but also maybe your physical clutter, and just support this reset moving forward. So first, I want to say that there is just so much power in pausing. I don't think we do this enough. I know I don't personally do this enough, but we're in just such a busy time, and we are bombarded with messages and ideas and ads and reels. And while some of that is so cool and there's just so much available to us in the form of education and information, it's also fully overwhelming. And so to just take a minute and take a pause is so powerful for you in your business. And as the visionary and CEO of your business, you absolutely have to be taking time to do this. So take this time in the reboot to take a minute to just assess and reflect. This is some of the most important work that you will do in a reboot. So don't be tempted to skip over this part. So first, let's just reflect on the past 3 months. I like to ask a series of questions. So if you are in a place where you can pull out a sheet of paper and a pen and maybe a couple highlighters and really go all in on this, I really want to encourage you to do that, because I don't want this to be just things that you listen to and it's just like a nice idea. I want this to be stuff that really makes an impact and is something you're doing in your business. Okay, so here are some of the questions that you can work through. So as you're looking back at the last 3 months, I want you to ask, what has worked? Like, what are some things that I've done in the past 3 months? What are some things that have worked really, really well? Celebrate those things, write those things down. And then I want you to ask, what could have gone better? Another thing that I like to look at is my schedule. This is a time in this reflection time, by the way, this is a time when I like to just put everything that I've been doing for the past 3 months up on the chopping block. Like, I may or may not keep any of it. I may not keep the schedule that I've had. I may not keep the activities that I've been doing, the way that I've been doing things, the way I've been creating content and showing up. Just put it all out as like, we don't have to keep all of this. We can look at this and decide what has worked really well and what hasn't. And that is such an important mindset to have as you're doing this. Okay, so another thing is like, what has your schedule looked like over the past 3 months? Is there anything that comes to mind that you're like, that's something I want to change? So if you have an immediate, like, this is something I want to change that comes to mind, go ahead and write that one down. Another one that really helps me, and this question is so powerful, is if you had to live the last 3 months of your business and your life over again, what would you want to change? Because that reframes things. That's like, okay, we've got to relive, you know, in real time. This is like January, February, March. Like, wow. For me, that was a lot of change in my business, a lot of change in my life, like moving from Maryland to Florida, and just so much that has changed in how I'm operating in my business, right? And there's some things that haven't. There's some things that have stayed completely consistent. Like, we've been publishing to the podcast, we've been creating content, we've had the same team members, thank goodness. But a lot of things have changed. So as you look at that question and really think, what would I change if I had to relive the last 3 months? That can give you some really incredible insight, perhaps into some things that are not working, because you don't want to live the same 3 months over and over again. You don't want to be here at the end of the summer thinking, what just happened? Or halfway through the year, what's going on with my goals? That's why we're doing this reset now. So after you've had a chance to reflect and assess and look at like what's working and what's not, I now want to move into clearing the cobwebs. And just like we do spring cleaning in our house, and we're very familiar with that concept, I also kind of want to bring that into spring cleaning in terms of like your mental clutter and spring cleaning and clearing out the cobwebs in your business. And this is so cool and so powerful. So I think this is going to be a great like step one here in this reboot. So clearing the cobwebs in your business could look like clearing your workspace, like your desk or your camera bag or your work bag. Like, if you're going back and forth from home to a coffee shop, clear that clutter. Take a few minutes and clear your physical workspace. Clearing the clutter could also look like clearing your computer's desktop, because that can get a little crazy as we're working on projects or taking on client work. Suddenly, we've got a million things going on the computer desktop. Not only is this going to make everything run slower, But I think there's also a huge mental parallel to that as well. So any apps on your phone, I mean, there's physical spaces that you can clean, but I think digital spaces as well. We can take some time in our inboxes here. Just give yourself some time to clear those cobwebs, because you are going to feel that, like physically feel going forward, that you have just more availability for the episodes to come where I share how you're going to get visibility and how we can get strategic moving forward. But sometimes I think we just got to clear some stuff out of the way to allow space for that. Okay, one other thing that I like to do here when you're sitting in this like assessing and clearing out phase is I want you to feel lighter as we end this episode. I really want you to feel lighter moving forward. And one really easy but impactful way to do this is to decide one thing that we're just going to leave behind. Like as you've reflected on the past 3 months, pick something that is not getting you closer to your goals, that is not supporting the person that you want to be, that is the person that will achieve those goals, and decide what you're just not going to do anymore. This could be certain junk food eating, you know, that you're eating late at night. This could be like doom scrolling on your phone, which is like such a big one for me. And it could be something as simple as like you're looking a little too much at your competitors' stuff, like their content, their website, their pricing, their stuff, and you're not spending enough time on your own content. So you know like it's just taking too much time and it's taking too much space. So whatever that thing is that's not serving you, write it down. Write down why it's not getting invited into the next 3 months and then leave it behind. So you picked something that we're leaving behind. And I feel like at this point, there's a weight that gets lifted. And that is like, that's all what we're doing here in the first installment of this series. So then as we wrap up here, I have a couple of final thoughts for you. And then I'm going to share with you what the next episode is going to look like and why you want to come back. So in this next portion of your like assessing and reflecting, I also really want you to take a minute and reflect on the goals that you set for yourself at the beginning of the year. Because I know you set goals. Like I know you guys are ambitious. I know you have big dreams and vision for your life. People who are absorbing informational content and constantly trying to improve themselves have goals. So I know you have goals and I know you have values and vision for your business. So even just taking a minute to reflect on that and make sure you have that written down somewhere. Like for me, it's Notion. I think Notion is so helpful. It's free. It's where I, you know, store everything in my business. But have somewhere that you can look at, like on those times where you're doing these check-ins from time to time, where you can just revisit it and read, you know, what's the vision for my business? All of that. The other thing that I like to do is address the gaps. Identify and address the gaps. The reason that we want to do this really quickly and early on is because I find in my business coaching that if we don't do this, it's really hard to add on because it's taking up time. The gaps, the problems, the issues in your business, they're taking up time and they're occupying your mind. So until we can clear those out of the way and start to address those quickly, it's really hard to get to that next level of clients. It's hard to get to that next level of your mindset being on point. And we're just not going to have the clarity that I know that you're seeking in this time of reset in your business. So identifying like what is standing in your way and what feels like the biggest problem to you is also something I would say to write down. So what seems to be taking up the majority of your time? What is something that's standing in your way that keeps standing in your way? As we write those things down, that's really going to help give us some clarity even in and of itself, because now you know these are the issues that I need to solve. Now, what I like to do is pull out like posters and literally put posters on my wall, these giant sticky, I guess they're post-it notes, like giant post-it notes, and work through those problems slowly and just analog, like get off screens, get off my phone, get off all of that. And really go granular and say like, here's the problems that I'm working through and give myself some space and time to do that. So then in wrapping up this episode, the last question I want to ask you is, where are you going? Now, a lot of times I think thinking really far ahead is tricky because we don't know like what the business is going to look like in 5 years or what our life is going to look like in 5 years. Like, will I even still want to be doing this, right? But I don't think you need to look that far ahead or spend too much time on this to still reap a lot of benefits from taking a moment to think about where you're going. So just writing out a sentence or two about where you'd like to be this time next year. That really helps me. Like if I think this time next year, where do I want to be? Do I want to be exactly where I am right now, or do I want it to look really different and why? And just writing that down, so, so helpful. So this episode might be one of those episodes that you do want to re-listen to with a piece of paper if you weren't able to follow along and journal it out or pause where needed. So go ahead and do that. If you haven't had a chance, set yourself a reminder to do some clearing, the digital clearing in your business, and to work through some of the questions so that we are set up to dive in deep next week. So in our next episode, in part two of the business reboot, we are going to be building a strategic roadmap together. So literally mapping out a plan for what you're going to do moving forward. So until next time, thank you so much for joining me in this episode and in this series. Don't forget to hit subscribe so that you don't miss out on a single piece of this series, because it's all going to be building upon the last episode before it. And I'll see you in the next one. Bye, guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. If you enjoyed this episode, please help me get the word out about the Call to Both podcast by taking a screenshot of this episode right now and sharing it on your social media. I would also appreciate it if you would subscribe and leave me a 5-star review. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.